So we're holding in the Perish Beis Hinochem for Rayosi, right?
Yeah.
So the Akadosh Baruch Hu is answering back the Hinochem for Rayosi. Explained, so these are going to be a Shevach for Kal Yisrael. He's going to explain it. So in the first one, he explained the Hinoch, the different Oisias, and the Mibad the Samosech, and so on. Pirush, please. Hinoch Yofa Rayosi Pirush. Shata Yofa Betoyer Vemara. We explained before the two different inyanim. Einayich, Shem Tluy Mibadet Samoseich, Oi, Kemoy Eine Yoinim, Kol Echod Obasuga. So he says two pshat in me how to learn of the pshat in the Pasik. Hinech Yofa Einayich, Mibadet Samoseich. So it's Keilu, the whole Hinech Yofa. is going on in Vadis HaMasech, that there's something yof about the Nayim that are covered with the Cyrus, and which he explained before what Cyrus asks. So it's the yof is going on the Dafkans by the HaMasech, or the Hinech Yof is the same idea of being like that to a Nayim Ashava and like any Yoinim. Sarech mechubar yachad sheim beirem karcha k'mo eide ha'izim shalach mechubar yachad mehar gilad yachad or achaz har ze yoyse or yichir har ze so yichir har ze yisim shaharim ader sham akosuv u'mikne rav hoyl me'god me'ruvain v'yoras ha'aretz v'yazav v'az gilad v'nam mokim mokim mikne and so on. So till now he's just explained basically what exactly is the what exactly the words mean, and now he's going to give it more of a teichin. He says, "Vehenyan einayich heimanevim she'ene Yisrael mibad the tzamasech k'mo shom razal moishe kibul tor misenem sora uskenim levim v'tzamasech heimasayris shal ametzach." So he's darshing the mission like this. He's saying that the mesira of Torah itself was given to Skenim and Skenim to Neviim. So Neviim are mibadat samasech. Those from behind the Skenim, you have Neviim. So there's some sort of interweaving over here between the two mahalchim of the different periods of nevuah and halacha. Let's try to understand the differences. When you want to describe the godless of Nevuah over Chachma, over Zikna, is the Koyach HaRe'iyah, that you see things. In other words, there's a certain clarity, there's a certain tfisa that you don't have in Chachma, in Pilpul Chachma. The Maila of Chachma is that you see there's no end to the amount of how much you can expound Torah. He says before, when he speaks about Sa'arech, he says, Michubar Yachad, She'im Beneim Korcha. In other words, when a person is Dairish, all the Nekudas in Torah, the person is Dairish in a way that he can cover all the halachas just based on the pilpul of Torah. So the fact that you have all these different Cyrus that they cover the entire head means that you have the full mat of halacha, so to speak, and woven just mineu bay out of the Torah itself. The enayach hamibad letzamasech, they peek out. In other words, a navi can see something beyond, such as a rasha, the mashal. I mean, every nevuah is A Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us in this case, there's no halacha to cover this, but you should go make mechama. You're not allowed to be mechala Shabbos, but there's a Rosh Shah to do now a chil Shabbos. So, the skenim who are the sheirish of all the ribuy of Torah that comes out, that emanates from the head, are all the Cyrus, and all of these Cyrus have a connectivity. All these Cyrus have a total connectivity. Torah finds a full expression, derech, halacha, drush, without need for any more. And yet there is a nayim that come out from behind that. That is, I think, what he means over the guy. And then, so samaseh ham sairish ha metzach, So it's not so much as the tila tila shal halachas atzmam, like says, but rather there's no karcha. In other words, a person has hair, long hair, and so on. So the hair can sometimes be nice in its own right, and we admire the hair is very nice. But there's also the basic need for the hair is to cover the karcha. So therefore, it basically covers all the blank areas, and halacha are covered by that. That's why they come from Hagilot. So the Goyin says that the reason why they're called Gilot is because that's where the first Chabur of Yaakov and his children came down on. But I'd like to explain, what does this have to do with the rest of it? In other words, he's being Meshabeach, the Cyrus, the Pilpul Drush of Kali Swansen. So the Mahalach of Drush in Klal Yisrael, almost by definition, requires a Chabura. Zemakshe v'zemetaretz. You know, it's the ultimate in a chabura is the back and forth, the one against the other, and so when Talmid Chacham are learning in Torah, it says cherev al abad v'la'ardel l'shnei alim, that if you learn yourself, you become a tipesh, because you only have one way of looking, and there's a second nekuda. It's like Lamarshall, when they have plants, they say, you know, if you want to plant blueberry bushes, you should plant a few together because you need them to fertilize each other for the fruit. So the more you have cross-pollination of different plants, the more sure there are fruit. So the same thing is true also in the world of Torah being paravarava. For Torah to grow, we need someone to ask, someone to answer, someone to come up with a different mahalach, someone to log up that mahalach. Those are all mahalachim that give a certain, they make Torah be nisrabe. And that's why it's all totally really in that, in having a chabura together. So he says, ke'eda izim, yes, also because the chabur is Yaakov Banav, the chenu ata shesh chabur is Torah. So the ikur ribui of Torah comes from the bchina of chabur is Yeshu. Okay, next the next pasuk is mishabeach shinayach keidak tzuvos. Your teeth are like the eidak tzuvos, the organized set groups of adorim. Sha'olim in Arachza, that they're very white, they've just been washed, they've sort of shakula mas'imos, they're all straight, v'shakula embehem, and nothing fell out. So that is a shevach on Klal Yisrael, about the Shnayach. So let's see the Goyen. Shnayach keid ha'ktzuvas, pirish ke'adorim ha'ktzuvim, she'shem kitzav minyan. Teeth are something that are nice when they are mesuda. You have the exact tooth that you need wherever you need it, and so on. They're very white. Shekulam Masim is Pirus, Shekulam Shavim, Vein Echot Godl Michaveri. They're all equivalent. Vishakula Emben Pirus Shekulam Shleimim, Lenofel Echot Mehem. That is the words. And what does it mean? Ve'inyan hu. Sheshinayich Hem Hoyu Hagiborim Aluchl Muhammad, Shehem Oichum Esasone. So, Shinayich Meramis Keneged, the strong people of Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings it also in Matis that it says that they all came back and they nobody did Averis. It says a filu Shinayich Kedak Tzuvos, even the Shinayich, which is Klal Yisrael, which is the soldiers, they tend to be the hardest, least ruchnistic parts of Klal Yisrael, are also very, very good. So, Pirish, Kador Maktsubi Sheshem Kitzva, Sha'olim Arachtsu Pirish Vehim Levonim Oit, Shekulam Asimois Pirish, Shekulam Shav, Savainu, Shenachet Gibarim Ocham Chomo, Shech Zasonik, Machkos Shneidi Pazla. Ki, Limulchomo Yitzichim Arba Dvarim, Aleph, Shium Yuchosim Gdoilim. I didn't know that. You probably know that this is a big Indian over there. So when someone tells you that he has a lot of yichus, you should tell him, well, you might actually make a very good soldier. So it says over here that it's schus obvious is very important. It's one of those in Yonim that, you know, it says like Minazbechel Mayanat Boydik, if somebody is Zaytzel Mechama, you also assume that the person is a Miyuchas because they would choose Miyuchas. Habez Sheinoki Mechet, Bimchotu Yeshuvu. Hagimel Sheboloi Mum, Koshkos of Yad Biyad Zaytzel Mechama, Roman Mekan Shemelchama Tzor Shoshlein Boloi Mum. This is a very, very hard one to understand what the pshatnit is. I understand the first two makes sense. Yichas is after Shmaya, Nokim Michet, Avada, good, but that he should be good looking, why is he have to be below Mum, not a physical Mum? I even understand the Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin has to be below Mum. So I can understand it differently. Sanhedrin has a certain Kvodishal Torah, and if somebody's Baal Mum, it's lacking Kvodishal Torah. I understand that. I can understand that one of the things given is somebody who's a Baal Mum, so he tends to be down on himself. What's the right word for it? It distorts a person's thinking sometimes. That's why Koyin, I can understand that also, maybe. But Tachlis, in Melchama, it's very hard to understand. I mean, what's the point of it?
Rabbi Reb Shamshon Falhurst says that on the concept of Kayim needing to making sure that he's not a Baal Mum, because he's a representative of the Klal. And the Klal is not allowed to have a Mum. So if the Kayim is representative, it's a Chassaran in the Klal. So would we say the same thing by a soldier, that we need Yerushalayim, we need all these things because Lamaisa is coming out to represent Klal Yisrael? And
I don't know if he's represented, you know, in a koy in the pshat, this is our leadership, so to speak. Soldiers sort of doing the roughest work. I don't know. It's not something that it's hard to.
So I would think he's doing the dirty work, except we need the yichus and we need the naki mechet. It sounds like we would clear out all the batei midrashim and with only the top guys and send them out to Mofama.
There's a famous. They told over, I don't remember exactly the story, it goes along the lines that someone told over to Briska Rav that he saw a play that the Maskilim put on that, you know, the guys was going to Melchama and Mia Yishri Chait, Mia this and that. They finally came down, only two people, the Vilna Goyen and the Shagas Aryeh. So that's how they were laughing of, what from people would look like. And the Rav said, Inochinami. You know, yes, that's exactly true. It's different as a representative in a sense where it's a frontal, it's a facial. as we're coming, we're seeing the Kohanim, and they're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's sort of a, here it's a different type of representative. It's a shliach of everybody else to do things. I don't know. It's
He says also by Karbonis that the reason a Karbon is not allowed to have a Mamah is because you don't want to act as if you're sending the bottom tier out to the Rabbanu Shalom, like what Kayan did. Would we say a similar concept? I would imagine there was some government that sent all the dead weight. They would send them out to war, you know, kill off the dead weight.
But the guy also, has to be fit to fight.
Right.
Hobbling, it's a very, very hard, okay, I don't know. Badalit, Shechor Lishmas, Asim, Shoshas, Muhammad, for a very kala, Shagazi, Bokal, wasn't Shachal Devra. Not only that, but Bishas Muhammad, there's a special kitruk, and therefore, you know, it's easy for a person to say things that he shouldn't say, and so on. So that's it. Bezeshom Kaida, Ktsuvis, Klemashim, Yachosim, Oid, Ktsuvin, Mirosh, Atsoif, Kulong, Dolem, Materiv, Mitzvahs. Sha'olim and Rachti Pir Sha'olim and Venasem Verachtimehem, Koshkas Rachti Zaku, Shekula Masimus Pir Shem Mum, Vishakula Emben, Shekhor Lishmas Azes Muhammad, Shekosrim Echadman Pisum Dovakal. So all of these things make sense except for the one of not being a Balmum, which is hard to. It's possible. I guess people shouldn't think maybe in Muhammad they got the Mum. It looks like they've been like the war has destroyed them. I don't know. Pirush Beis, the Shinayach Omesh Nachzuvis b'Moishavon Shekol Echad Melamato Mechuvin Kain Oisah Shalomalo. The is so Keshnach Tzuvis means the top and bottom teeth are perfectly aligned. Keeda Ktzuvis Sharoya Moinos and Ktzuvis Zug Zug Begam Heim Levonis K'may Eida Shalom Rachza. וגם שווים בגודלם אחס לאחס, כמו עדה, כשנלודם טועים שווים בקוימה, וגם הם שלמים שנופל שום שן מהם, וזה שקולים בהם מכל העדה של נשקלו, וכן את השלמים וכל המי עשה שינוי. והנה, שינה איך הם אורחים וחומר כשם הכוסף כי כיסוס כל אוי ולכי, שיני ראשון שיברת. נמצא ניקו משרוי צלב אז חבר בלו של שן, וכן אורחם וחומר קרואון בכינוי זה, שאויך נוסביהם. בין קצובויז במיניין כעדה. ואימא הם חטא, וזה שלא מרחצה שקורם אז אימא הספיר שקורם שם צדקוסם, ושקורם אימא כמו שאמה הקוסוב, לנפקד ממנו איש. So, למעשה, it is איך שלא יהיה, the dogish in the pasuk is that in no other umma are the people who are fighting meant to be blessed with any linguistic amylus. And like we said before, it's Adrabba. We tend to understand that people who are going out to war are not, are rough, tough, gruff people, people that one would not naturally consider to be of a Ruchniska caliber. And the fact that these people do have it says something. Okay, next pasuk.
Also interesting because Shav Shafal Hirsch says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's pretty novel pshat that he was chosen because of his mom, because the Rebbe Shalom didn't want anyone to think that he was a charismatic leader who would rile up the cavalry.
God says that.
Deficiencies are for the reason he was chosen. So right. I could hear that when it comes to the Naki Mechet and you know all these other things, but you know. Perhaps it would be someone more along the lines of Moshe Rabbeinu than someone who's lacking, you know, in movement and things like that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Beer next. Kechut Hashani Sifsesayich Umidborech Dove. So the Goyin says Kechut Hashani Sifsesayich Beer Shakoyin Godol B'Yom Kippur Mitchilo Yoyman Hashem Chota Amazeh Barayel Kimekatrig Aleihem. אך העניין שצורך לסבר עשה לחט, כמו שאמרו, כמו שכוסף, ומוידה ואויזב ירוחם, או כמו שכוסף, אשפוטך על אמריך, על אמריך הולך אותוסי. ולכן מסימים בסמיד השלושה של זכוריס אודוים, בראש של הסוער, להר שאנחנו חתונו. אבל עתו, השם, So it's going back on the pasuk. Zeshal mikhut hashani sesayich af shetchilas adibu kikhut hashani v'utzemet sevur adem mikatrik kain kagoloi eman echata mazeh avol mitborech noveshu enol k'dil svares v'leimu anakapino kikhut hashani shal shayna zehuris. So it's kilu pasuk reads like this: kikhut hashani sesayich is v'sayim on the outside part of the person's klei adibu. They are like chut hashani, they're red. They indicate chet and bed and so on. The deeper one, barich, is novet. So he's saying, it's the chitzonius of it is ra, the pnimius is toiv. Ve'oid kechut hashani him aleviim she'oimrim shira alayayin ve'shehu adoim. With Baruch Novem Akahanim Shumiras Hachesed. So again, you have a contrast. Between the Chutz and the Pnim, in which which one is red and which one is white. The Leviim are the more outspoken ones. They're the ones that sing, as opposed to the Kohanim, who are quiet. They don't have any special midah. He brings over here, if you'll take a look on the bottom, it's right before 65, right before it. So he says, the Gevuras v'zemvur b'afika yam. Afika yam is a sefer from Nachum Mendel Shklov, on Agdoris Hashas, very Kabbalistic, not an easy sefer, it's a difficult sefer. When he says over there, Gvuras heim be'armo kolo, ki yadua besoid shir levim, shakin of Solomon koil. Midas ha-gvura is with Haromas koil. Vashayin ki chasadim in b'chashay. Vashayin ki chesed is b'chashay. The more b'chashay, the more it is a p'china of chesed. So Gvuras, it comes with Haromas koil, and chesed comes with quiet. So whenever you have a chitzonius and a pnim, the chitzonius is the one by definition almost that's going to be the louder one, the one that's din, and then the pnimistic one is going to be the quieter one, the softer one. The reason for it is almost by definition. In other words, let's take an example. The outer part of an apple is extremely colorful. The inner part is bland, it's white. The reason is because the outer part of the apple is meant to attract people. Its outer doesn't just happen to be position, it's the layer that's there interacting with everything around it. So the apple wants to be picked up by animals, by people, by whatever it is that the animal that is trying to do with its color. So b'meila, its expression, its haramas koil, is going to be there. The pnimius is taka for a pnimius, and therefore it's quiet. So by definition, almost whatever is bachutz is going to be loud, spoken, etc. Whatever is a pnim is going to be quiet, soft spoken, and so on. There's a that's mitzad chutz and pnim. Mitzad gvura and chasodim. So one, we do tend to think of gvuras as being tougher and louder and so on. We think of chasodim be quieter, just the nature of it. When somebody is harsh and yells and screams and, kind of gets on it. When somebody is quiet and soft, it's it's not so heard and so on. I think there's a deep nekuda here. Now let's understand something. Whenever I do a chesed, whenever I'm going out and giving, so the ideal, the chesed means I want the other person to have. I'm really, the ideal chesed is mat besesa. So I want Reuven to have something. So the way in which I give it to Reuven is the quieter the better. Chesed is me fulfilling some yearning to give out. And therefore, I need not be part of the equation. And it's better not part of the equation, because if the other person perceives me as being the giver, it's not really a chesed. Gevura, by definition, means imposing my ratzon on you. It's like Rashi describes by Kel Shakai, that, or Rashi describes that in Brachos, that the Shemayim would nimtochim v'holchim ad shekashbrocho amadai. That means like this. Mitzad the thing itself, mitzad the bri itself, mitzad every nivra, there is no real kates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no kates and gvulas, and therefore every nivra has no kates and gvulas. The kates and gvul is a scream from the outside, die. I'm telling you, ad kan. So be'etzem mitzad the bria, existence comes from within, and that doesn't have boundaries. Gevuras is imposing from without, and that creates the gevuras on a person. The midas, so anything which is midas ha-gevura is going to be loud, because when I talk, if I talk quietly, I'm bringing out what I have inside. That's I'm speaking. I really basically don't seem to care what you hear, what you don't hear. Tachlis, I'm bringing out what I want to bring out. Masha'ein kein, when I'm talking to somebody else, I need to speak more loudly. I need to let you know. And therefore, it's interesting. The in halacha, there's hearing yourself what you're saying. In Legabe Shmanesil, Moshe is not called Hakvos Koil. Adabe, the halacha is we need to hear ourselves. So when a person speaks without Hakvos Koil, that's his own world. When he's Magbia Koil, he's going into somebody else's world and imposing something, which is what Gevura is. Kefela Harimon Rakosech. Hirish Rakosech, who are eagles, so ponim a chalak below sear. Behem Shar Ha'am. So the raka is the part of the face that has no hair, and that is everybody else. So we're speaking about, we spoke about the Shinayich, we spoke about Einayich, about the Tzamoseich, and the rest of the face, the empty face that has no Cyrus, that's the rest of the Am. Since the rakosech has no seir, and everyone else is like a riman. It says over here, the lashon is kefela harimayin, and I guess the pelach is like a slice, and therefore it's what you have. It's like this. It's like you slice the rimon in two, and you have the min and small klemitzas and losase. Take a look a little bit on 67 over in his footnote. He says that there's a yosef says like this. Essay anik yemin veloseka smol ki adua derech adam sheroitz lasois is a dova biad yemin who is a dova we at smol lo masek do shipos shrachik beze ke moy loisa se smol lo lav shlipo shrachik al yemin who is a shipos. So here is explaining this concept of mitzvah's essay coming from min and mitzvahs loisa come from smoil. So let's take a simple mashal. Imagine I'm trying to chisel something on a stone. So if I keep chiseling, the stone is going to keep flying away. And that's the teva. As I do something to it, it moves away. My motion carries it away. So what I need to do is I need to hold it with my left hand, and then I can continue working on it with my right hand, and it stays there. So in the big picture, mitzvahs essays develop a person, bring out in a person what is good and so on. And the smoil holds the person that he not get away, that he not fall to pieces. So smoil is the chayzik that holds something, and yamin is what's doing the pa'ula. So kepelach hariman rakosech is describing pelach, meaning cut in you know, sliced in half, like you have a what do they call them? When you take a section out. So he says because the panim has yamin and smol, in which is esen lo sasei. Mibad the samasich pio shara amim sha'am shem tachas al tamid chachamim besor the mashmoson. So the tzura of Kali Yisrael is that everyone else is listening to Mechachamim and they're doing to what they're saying. I want to point out an interesting observation. Everyone, you know, when Chassidim and Misnagdim are loggerheads, which happens except when Misnagdim are loggerheads with each other, and Sinner loggerheads with each other. Loggerheads, we speak about the role of the tzaddik in the life of Hasidim and the lish against it, this and that. Lamaisa, if you take Lamashal, a girl like this, Pirish, Shara Am, the rest of the Am is Rakasech, Shehim Tachas Atemi Chachamim, Besonar Mashmosan. They're all under the Tamir Chachamim and they listen to them. It sounds very, very much like Chassidus. So somebody who's Stam Nesti is going to say, well, he says Tamir Chachamim, doesn't say Rebbes. That would be, okay. But the truth is, if you take a second look at it, you see the difference. And it gives you an understanding. Everyone holds the chshivas of Talmid Chachamim, or manhigim, and so on. Here it says, "Shem tachas Talmid Chachamim, v'sorin limashma osam." They obey what Talmid Chachamim are telling them to do. It's not the veikus in the Talmid Chacham. In the Chassidish Sfarim, you get a lot of being dovok in the Talmud Chacham and being yoinik and whatever it is through the Talmud Chacham. That is something that you won't find in this farm. Here you'll find either you learn from a Talmud Chacham in Mizdabik, or they're the ones that tell you what to do. Now, that's true in terms of Hira. A person listens to whoever is the mayor Hira. That is correct. It's even true in terms of communal affairs. It says that in a city, the Gemara says that Zayin Tuveir have the right, the ability to impose laws and punishment for those laws. It says, however, if there's a city where there's a Talmud Chacham who things are work with him, It's not chal until you don't have him sign off on it. It has to be al pif. That's a lashon that's a lashon in Gemara. It's a halacha. So you're talking about leadership and hachra. You're talking about telling people what's right, what's wrong, and somewhere along the line, communally also organizing. You don't find in the Litvashik Sabbath this inyan of kind of vacus of like which almost gives an association of it being quasi divine. That's a big difference between those two mahalchim.
So, Rabbi, on this nekudo, I find sometimes that from different shirim that Rabbi finds a certain niche in the Hasidus that, although I think Rabbi's background is quite litvish, Rabbi goes with certain of these Hasidish or holds or validates or says over some of the Hasidish mahalchim. So, is that only when it's in the oifin of learning? Meaning, so, is there substance to this, or is there not substance to it?
So, okay. When the Baal HaTanya says what he says, I don't think anyone can argue with the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya is a big, is you know, Baal HaTanya. But Lemaise, the question is, what are you madgish in the practical avodah? In other words, do we say we need to ask a shayla? We need to learn from? We need to have hanhaga? Or do we talk about being dovok in our perspective, which is my basic perspective, is there's no such thing as pushing at a tish just to be close to the Rebbe. In other words, my Rebbeim were people that I learned from, asked shaylas to, and things of that nature, but not just to push to be there. The idea of pushing to be close because that itself is good is not something that's part of it. Since in Geros, I've heard, it's what Semis says, it's what Semis. But the question is, what do you speak about and where do you put a dogish on? And he speaks about there's a person in the door and the Ashpa goes through him and Ashpa goes through him and so on and so forth. I that's something that we kind of... We many red lines before that. We don't talk about it. It's true it exists. By Avram Avinu it says Veye Bracha. All the Bracha go through Avram. But the difference between, do you focus on that? You know, when you get these chassidish little things about, in Vishnitz, and one of Vishnitz is the mashal, you have where the kids, you know, what is the Rebbe thinking now? What did the Rebbe want from me? What did the Rebbe this or that? A skver where it's all about being, you know, just hanging or, you know, pushing it and being there, like all big is problematic. I don't know. We don't see it with Ayin Yafa. We feel that it's not the right hand hoggis.
And in Kutsk and in Ger and in Pshischa, they didn't do such things?
Kutsk was not like that. In Kutsk and Pshischa was very anti-Rebbist in that way. So a Rebbe was someone that taught me the difference between right and wrong. A Rebbe is someone who knocked the living daylights out of me so that I become a better person. He ripped me to shreds. And, you know, that was Katz Pshischa. Those were Halchim. And they didn't speak about Tveiks and the Rebbe. They spoke about, you know, the Rebbe destroying you. The Rebbe cutting you to pieces. That was the Mahalchim of that Chabura. Today, I mean, I can't say that it's there today. Gette has taken on overtones of it. You know, it's not, you know, from saying something leaves you, what's the right word for it, weary, uncomfortable, to saying something is epicurus is a long road. You know, the people who label everything and everybody epicurus, you know, as long as it's classic, right? It's not. But the question is, putting a dogish on being misdabik to basiv adam is something that leaves us in the cold. It's not something that we're very, very into. We think that it has a lot of, what's the right word for it, aftertaste. It tastes right. Too much of things that are not.
So nobody really learns from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, right? Nobody goes and sits and listens to a shir and asks questions.
My limits chus is that they stomp do it to hang out and to, you know, and it's exciting and it's fun. They don't.
It's not that there's man for everyone involved, for Reb Chaim and for everyone who's there, and I could get you in, great, and you take a picture and.
So it's a tourist attraction, you know. I cannot tell you that it's a very good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. It's become. We have somebody. Do you have a rav that you learn from? Who's the person you learn from? Who's the person? I mean, just that, like you said, you go in and you get a photo op. I don't know what to tell you. That it goes against the grain of everything.
So it sounds like we need to create a new category between the Hasidim and the Litvish, because within the Hasidim you have Ger and Kotzk and these Chavar that are not Hasidim. They're, I don't know, we need to come up with...
Some overtones of it today, of being Dovig Rebbe, pushing it. But you know, Pshischa definitely had this emphasis was on, you know, becoming a person, an emissary person.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the Chiddush HaRim took the Sfas Emes as a young child to see the Katzka. And someone, I guess he was too young even for the Sfas Emes to appreciate it. So someone asked the Chiddush HaRim, why are you taking him there? So he said that Yachvil Ezelzein Avur Yid. Avur means, in like German Yiddish, genuine. I want him once in his life to glimpse a genuine Jew. So that's something also, you know, a demus, a tzur, but it starts becoming more physical and, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good, we'll hold it here.